This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Time to go and spend time with Alma Pollard, editor of The Green Times. She's also an eco-consultant and a coach. We're heading to the waters and fish. Look, I don't mind a piece of fish, Alma Pollard, and I don't mind some time on a boat. And as always, some stunning photography on The Green Times. You well this morning?
Oh, very good, thank you.
So, how do you feel about eating fish, Alma? I know lots about you, but we've never ever spoken about fish before.
Yeah, you know, I'm super protective of the ocean because I'm so aware of the problems there, and it's so important. You know, everything else pivots around the health of the sea.
Yes.
Even climate change, it's the biggest offsetter of the heat in the air as well, the carbon. So we know that the ocean is most precious probably of all.
Mm.
And so, yeah, it's very important that I do eat fish.
Yes.
I do limit the fish that I eat. I must say, you know, if all was well in the ocean, I would probably eat fish every day.
Yeah.
But I do limit that because I'm aware that fish stocks are, you know, under pressure.
Mm.
And that we have to manage it very carefully, which is why I'm excited about the story about the fourth time that the SA hake industry, fishery industry, has now got a certification as sustainable. So it's the MSC, the Marine Stewardship Council certification. The nice thing is that they actually were 16 years ago were the first hake fishery in the world to get the certification. And they were even the second ground fish fishery in the world to get their certification in 2004. So we're kind of setting really quite a lovely example here. And, of course, the reason is that 67% of our hake is exported. And the overseas consumers are super conscious of environmental sustainability. And they demand that they only get fish from sources that are sustainable. So that's the pressure that we get from kind of the first world where our food goes. And, you know, that's the case with many of our environmental developments here. You know, organic wine is another example. It's the pressure from Europe, which is really great for me, of course, because it means we get the consciousness and the education also coming over to our country, and our environment benefits and our ocean benefits. And so they've had lots of benefits. I mean, for example, the fishing supplies, you know, the stocks have improved over the 16 years. There are less interactions with seabirds because they also perish.
Mm.
And there's better handling of side catches. And then, of course, you know, the drag nets are very destructive to the bottom of the ocean. And so they're also understanding better how to handle that better. There's some links in here. If you click on it, it's called benthic trawling.
Yes.
And benthic trawling is the bottom of the ocean. And there's some fantastic research that I've got here. If you click on it, it shows most beautiful photography of benthic trawling research that they have looked at very carefully so that they can manage the bycatches better and damage the bottom of the ocean less.
Mm.
And in that section, they also explain that I think 4.4% of the bottom of our ocean is where this is allowed. You can't just do it anywhere. There's very specific areas.
Mm.
And I would presume that they move those areas around as well so that areas can recover again. But it looks like it's definitely working.
Alma, you've touched on how the certification works, but what is the benefit of it? Well, before we get to the benefit of it, what has been the recipe for success for being able to do this year after year after year for more than a decade?
Well, I think it has to do with proper management. In other words, you can't just catch as much as you like. You can't just catch wherever you want. And it always gives the ocean enough chance to recover. So it's, you know, it's sustainability of the industry. Of course, it's in the interest of the industry as well that you don't wipe out your stocks, because then it's the end of your business anyway. So it's just becoming conscious of how to do it in a way that benefits, you know, the ocean as well as the people who need fish, because fish is the most sought after protein in the world and unbelievably healthy, as we know as well. depending also again on the, you know, the quality of the water, because the fish also consume what goes wrong in the ocean, and there we've got still lots of work to do. But yeah, we do produce, we do catch 120,000 ton of cake per year, and it's a very nice system. That's a combination of the Department of Forestry, Fisheries, and Environment. Mm. And some academic institutions like UCT is involved. And so it's government and private working together. And in the end, it generates 4.5 billion rand per year. And the total socioeconomic benefits are 6.7 billion rand a year. It's a very important industry in South Africa.
Yeah, and as a job provider, absolutely huge. And that's what makes this entire story so great, is that because of the success of this industry in South Africa, its longevity is obvious, and that means continued income, and you just said socioeconomic contribution, that's huge, and job creation for the foreseeable future.
It's currently 27,000 jobs. Very important, small, middle, and big companies. 32 companies are doing this, are registered with them, and 66.6% of them are black-owned as well. So, I mean, it's just a good example of how the future will work. Every industry will be sustainable, and then we will become more settled and balanced, and we don't have to have this continuous growth. Imagine if they said rather the way it was in the past. Every year you try to catch more and catch more and catch more. Well, eventually you wipe out the whole thing and your industry collapses. And that was kind of the direction that the world was going into. And we've really turned it around with that. So it's just a good story.
Elma, I didn't realize it, but now I know, thanks to the Green Times. Today's World Wildlife Day. What celebrations are happening? Is there anything happening virtually this year that you're keeping your eye on?
Oh, you know what? There will be lots happening, and I haven't even gone into all of that. I'm sure there's some things happening locally. I also work in medicine, so yes. You know, we're very busy with the vaccine stories and all of that. So head is mostly in that at the moment.
Hands are full, but if you want to know more, all of the things we've chatted and a whole lot more, we've touched quite literally the tip of the iceberg, and this isn't even the story at the top of the headline stories this morning, but certainly a good news one.
Yep. The other good news I have to pop in here is that Namibia has just registered their hake industry is also now certified, which is really good for us, because, of course, what goes on there impacts on us. I mean, the ocean, the fish swim around. There are no clear borders. Everything mixes up. Whatever they do anywhere in the world impacts on everybody, and that's the planet we live on.
Yeah, exactly. Elma Pollard, thank you for an outstanding publication. You can find it all on thegreentimes.co.za. And once you're done reading, you can simply click through to us. The link is there on The Green Times for Radio Cape Pulpit Green from the inside out. And you can pop back to our website, where you can also find out more about what Elma's been chatting about today and in the past, because the podcasts for Elma's show insert all there on capepulpit.co.za. Thanks so much, Elma. Have yourself a beautiful green day.
Have a blessed day.
Bye.
Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.